So these are the three levels of existence. Hayatuna fi dunya, our existence in this life, our existence in the grave, and our existence in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs us in this ayah, وَمِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, and from it we created you. From the earth we created you. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, He says in Surah Al-I'raf, regarding the creation of man, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. That we created you, then we gave you shape, and then we gave you form. ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And then we said to the angels, make sajda to Adam. Bow down to Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So they bowed down except for Iblis. لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Indeed, he was not from those that bowed down. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَنْ لَا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَنْ لَا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. What caused you not to bow down when I ordered you to bow down? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهِ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. And he said that I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from thin, from clay, from dirt. So Iblis istakbara. Istakbara. Bila shak annahu istakbara. He had pride. Allah Jalla wa Ala, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. That when we ordered the angels to bow down to Adam, they all bowed down. Iblis did not bow down. Istakbara. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He turned away. He rejected the order. He was filled up with pride. Out of pride, he rejected the order. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And indeed, he was from amongst the disbelievers. The أَئِمَّة يَا إِخْوَان, the مُفَسِّرُون, they mentioned mainly from amongst them Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti, in his tafsir, Adwa'ul Bayan, of the Qur'an, he mentioned that this was qiyas from Iblis. He relied upon his intellect and he opposed the text, he opposed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And he relied upon what his own intellect and what his own thoughts provided him. So he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, I'm better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire, you created him from dirt. So I'm better than him. But who informed him that fire is better than clay? Who informed him fire is better than dirt? Was this revealed in the text? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal this? That fire is better? And the Mufassirun, they mention a number of different points as to why the opposite is true, but that is not the point of discussion today. That is not the point of discussion today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders him, فَحْبَتْ مِنْهَا, get down. Yani, He ejects him from Jannah. He takes him out of Jannah. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. It is not for you to be prideful in it. So Allah orders him to remove himself from Jannah, and he lowers his state. And here, Iblis, قَالَ أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. Then he asked for permission to remain until إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, until the day that they are resurrected. طيب. So the second stage which is mentioned. So far this qissa has mentioned the first stage. وَمِنْهَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ, from it we created you, right? And this was the wajh, the reason that Iblis filled up with pride, because we were created from the earth, from its dirt. وَمِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. طيب. Now Iblis says, أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allow me to remain, إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, until they are resurrected. And this is the third stage that is mentioned in the Quran. وَمِنْهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From it you shall return another time. Once again you shall return from it. And then he says, يَا إِخْوَانْ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. By that which you have lowered me, I will wait for them to guide them astray from your straight path. To guide them astray from your straight path. The topic, Ikhwan, that we want to discuss is based upon this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min al-bidayah, from the beginning, has clarified that this life, ya ikhwan, is a test. Na'am? And he says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He who created death and life to see which one of you is best in His actions. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, He said in Surah Al-Kahf, وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And it is He who beautified everything which is upon the face of the earth. وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. We made everything upon the earth as an item of adornment. Right? As an item of adornment. Everything upon the earth was made into an item of adornment. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To see which one of you is best in his actions. Imam Sa'adi rahimahullah, he mentions in his tafsir that after the life of this world was made an adornment, that after the life of this world was made an adornment, Allah Jalla wa Ala, His test is to see Which one of you will be led astray by the beauty of this life? And which one of you will remember the purpose for which you were created? So as for those that want to succeed, then Allah Jalla wa Ala, He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. If guidance comes to you from me, this is Surah Al-Baqarah. If guidance comes to you from me, then whosoever follows that guidance, whosoever follows that guidance, then they will be those upon whom there is no fear, nor will they be regretful. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And from the beginning, Iblis, he will try by any means, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So by what you have lowered me, I will lead them astray. I will wait for them and lead them astray from your straight path. The purpose of this life, ya ikhwan, Allahu yubarik fikum wa akhawat, is to remain upon that straight path. If you want this silsila that Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in this ayah, مِنْهَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. If you want this silsila to be in your favor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made two things clear in the Quran. أولاً, the shaitan will attempt to deceive you from the straight path. The shaitan will attempt to lead you astray from the straight path. Thaniyan, if you want to be saved from the trickery of shaitan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Then those that follow the guidance that comes to you from me, those that follow the guidance that comes to you from me, they are the ones that will have no fear upon them. They will be the ones that will not be regretful. And this is the topic of discussion. And this is the topic of discussion. Ya ikhwan wa akhawat. But even this, this topic is wise. And while thinking about what I wanted to address with the brothers here in Cardiff, and thinking about some of the questions that have been posed, we want to get Juan to focus We wanted to focus on one aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those that follow the guidance, which is ilm, أليس كذلك؟ علم. تزالك what Allah has revealed from the heaven. So whosoever follows this علم, they will be the ones that will not be fearful, nor will they be regretful. And this is similar to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. The one who follows a path, desiring through that path knowledge, then Allah will make his way easy to Jannah. Because this is what we desire from this. Right? We desire from this that we lead a life that allows us to remain upon the straight path of Allah. And by staying on the straight path of Allah, Jalla wa Ala, it leads us to the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the affair, ya ikhwan, that we want to mention and which is best described in the statement of Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin, the student of Anas ibn Malik, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that we mentioned yesterday, he died in the year 92 or 93 years after the Hijrah. And he had surpassed 100 years of age. Muhammad ibn Sirin, he was from the students of Anas ibn Malik. And he died in the year 110. Hijri, the same year in which Hassan al-Basri died. The same year in which Hassan al-Basri died. And we mentioned this, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, as we mentioned previously, that an ahlu sunnah is that they should know the history of their a'imma. Who they were, who were their mashayikh and ulama, who were their teachers, and who were their students, when were they born and when did they die. These are facts that we need to know about the a'imma. And without a doubt, Muhammad ibn Sirin was from amongst them. And he said, in a very famous statement, "Inna hadha al-ilma deen, fanzuru amman ta'khudhuna deenakum." Indeed, this knowledge is religion. Let each of you be careful. Fanzuru, then look. عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Look to whom you are taking your religion from. Be careful. Be careful to see who are you taking your religion from. And Muhammad ibn Sirin, ya ikhwan, the a'imma, they mentioned he was from the first, if not the first, to look at the Isnad. As he existed in a time when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were passing away and dying off, and the fitna was becoming abundant with the emergence of different groups and different parties. So with the emergence of the fitna, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah ta'ala, he began to ask about the men, about the Isnad. And he has attributed to him many beneficial statements. But this is the one we want to look at in our present lesson. And in the lesson that will follow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, later today. إِنَّ هَذَا الْإِلْمَ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. This religion, this knowledge is religion. So be careful from whom are you taking your religion. Sheikh Ahmed Bazmul, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he has authored a very beneficial book in explanation of this statement. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we read some of what he has collected in hopes that that benefits me and that benefits you. Allahu yajzikum khayra. And we see firstly, ya ikhwan, that this statement, it is established and taken, the meaning of it is taken from the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. It is taken from the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. As for the first part, إِنَّا هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ. Indeed, this knowledge is religion. Then indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected the religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen Islam for you as a religion. The Shaykh writes, فَسَمَّ اللَّهُ مَا بَعْثَ بِهِ رَسُولَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْإِلْمُ النَّافِعِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْإِلْمِ النَّافِعِ دِينًا. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labels what He sent His Messenger صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ with from guidance and ilm. That's what the deen is, ya ikhwan. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not sent with a box. You open up the box and in it is the religion. But rather, revealed upon him was what? Ilm. Knowledge was revealed upon him. And that knowledge was religion. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labels this ilmun nafi, this beneficial knowledge and this guidance as deena. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deen. This day I have completed for you what? The religion. Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes, in explanation of this ayah, be tamam al-nasr wa tatmeel al-shara'i al-zahira wal-baqina. This is with a complete aid, and in completing and perfecting the sharia al-zahira wal-baqina, that which is apparent from it and that which is hidden. Completing the usool and the furu', the foundational principles and that which branches out from that. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةَ كَافِيِّينَ كُلُّ الْكِفَايَةِ. And for this reason, the kitab and the sunnah is sufficient beyond bounds. After kitab and sunnah, that which exits from kitab and sunnah, ya ikhwan, Allahu yubarik fikum, it does nothing but lead a person astray. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا حَالِهِ. That indeed I had left you upon that which is clear, its night is like its day. And no one deviates from it except that he is destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّرَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Those that go against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after guidance has been made clear to them, and follow a way other than that of the believers, and who has more right to this name, Al-Mu'mineen, other than the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or before the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ. We will leave them to what they have chosen. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And we will bring them to the fire of Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And what an evil abode, and what an evil return this is. So indeed the Qur'an and the Sunnah, ya ikhwan, is sufficient beyond bounds as a means of being successful in this life and attaining Jannah in the hereafter. So the Shaykh, Imam Sa'di, he said, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُنَّةِ كَافِيِّينَ كُلُّ الْكِفَايَةِ. The Kitab and the Sunnah, they are sufficient, beyond bounds, في أحكام الدين أصوله وفروعه, in learning the rulings of this religion, in its foundational principles and what branches out from that. فَكُلُّ مُتَكَلِّفٍ يَزْعَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا بُدَّ لِلنَّاسِ فِي مَعْرِفَةِ أَقَائِدِهِمْ وَأَحْكَامِهِمْ إِلَى عُلُومٍ غَيْرِ عِلْمِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ مِنْ عِلْمِ الْكَلَامِ وَغَيْرِهِ فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. Imam Sa'di, he said, so every individual, everyone who believes that people are in need in knowing their aqidah and the rulings of the religion, that they are in need of something other than knowledge of the book and the sunnah, from knowledge of rhetoric and other than that, then indeed he is ignorant. He is astray in this call. قَدْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الدِّينَ لَا يُكَمِّلْ إِلَّا بِمَا قَالَهُ وَدَعَى إِلَيْهِ. And he does not believe that the religion is perfected except by what he is saying, except by what he is calling to. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الظُّلْمِ وَالتَّجْهِيلِ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. And this is from the most severe, from the most severe oppressive acts. And it is claiming ignorance for Allah and ignorance for His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, He said to Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And indeed the religion with Allah, it is Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The one who desires a religion other than Islam, indeed it will not be accepted from them, and in the hereafter they will be from amongst the losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather Imam Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in explanation, he says an explanation of this ayah, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion with Allah is Islam. أي الدين الذي لا دين لله سواه. That religion other than which Allah, that religion other than which there is no religion with Allah. وَلَا مَقْبُولُ غَيْرَهُ. Other than it is not accepted. And that religion is Islam, وهو الانقياد لله وحده ظاهرا وباطنا بما شرعه على ألسنة رسله. What is Islam? Islam is submission to Allah alone, openly, apparently, and hiddenly in the heart. This is Islam. And doing that with what has been legislated upon the tongues of the messengers. What has been legislated on the tongues of the messengers. فَمَنْ دَانَ بِغَيْرِ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The one who has a religion other than the religion of Islam. فَهُوَ لَمْ يَدِنْ لِلَّهِ حَقِيقَةً. Then indeed he has not taken a religion for Allah in reality. لِأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْلُقْ الطَّرِيقَ الَّذِي شَرَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَةِ رُسُولِهِ. Because he is not following a path that Allah has legislated on the tongues of His messengers. Ikhwan wa akhawat, here is an important point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion with Allah is Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يَقْبَلَ مِنْ. The one who desires a religion other than Islam, that it is not accepted from him. And in this, ya ikhwan, Allah yubarak fikum, in this ikhwan we find a reputation upon two people. You find a reputation upon the kuffar, whoever they may be, from the Yahud and the Nasara and the Hunud and other than them, that whatever they have from the deen, whatever they have from religion with them, unless they accept Islam, unless they enter into the fold of Islam, فَلَنْ يَقْبَلَ مِنْ, won't be accepted from them. And ثَانِيًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, from amongst the Muslims, those who practice or attend or intend to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon other than Islam. Upon other than Islam, then that will not be accepted from them. That will not be accepted from them, ya Allah. Because any action from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be accepted, what are the shuruq? Al-Ikhlas wa Sunnah. And we mentioned yesterday, but we mention it again in Bab al-Tadhkir, from reminding the people, reminding the brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Mulk, regarding the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي ذِيْءَ أَخْوَانْ. The statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He who created death and it is He who created life to see which one of you is best in his action. From the Salaf, ya ikhwan, were those that said regarding this, أَخْلَصُهُ وَأَصْوَبُهُ. أَخْلَصُهُ وَأَصْوَبُهُ. Those that are the actions that are most sincere and the actions that are most correct, meaning that are done upon a tawheed and that are done upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the religion of Islam. Allah is not to be worshipped except by what was revealed on the tongues of the messengers alayhi wa salatu wa salam. What did we mention in the beginning? The statement of Allah, Surah Al-Baqarah. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The one, when guidance comes to you from me. Allah Jalla wa Ala, He says this, يعني اهبطوا منها جميعا. Get down, all of you. Get down. Who? Adam alayhi salam. When Bani Adam, when Adam alayhi salam was exited from Jannah and brought to the earth, at that time, ya ikhwan, min al-bidayah, it was made clear. You want to be saved? You want to be in a state where there is no fear upon you in the hereafter? You want to be from those that will not be regretful? Then, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَىٰ فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَىٰيَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The one who follows guidance, they will be the ones that will not be fearful, nor will they be regretful. So what does Imam Sa'di say? لِأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْلُكِ الطَّرِيقِ الَّذِي شَرَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَةِ رُسُلِهِ. Because he does not follow a path, desiring that path. He does not follow a path that has been legislated, that has been revealed upon the tongues of the messengers. What are we speaking about? We're speaking about the first part of the statement of Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينِ. Indeed, this knowledge is religion. And the different texts of the Qur'an and the Sunnah that give proof to the statement. We mentioned three ayat, and we mentioned the statement of Allah, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. This day I have completed for you your religion. From Surah Al-Ma'idah. We have mentioned the statement of Allah, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. The one who desires a religion other than Islam. In Surah Ali Imran, and the statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion with Allah is Islam. And that all of these affairs, ya ikhwan, all of these ayat, they refer to that ilm that Allah revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They refer to that ilm as a deen, as religion. From the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which is collected in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari and the authority of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْعُلِمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. That indeed the Prophet, they are the inheritors. The ulama, they are the inheritors of the Prophet. And indeed, the Prophet, they do not leave behind that inheritance the dinar, nor the dirham. Meaning they don't leave behind worldly wealth. ورث العلم فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ الوافر. The one who takes from that, he takes from an abundant amount. As for the second part of the statement, فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Then look, from whom are you taking your religion? There are a number of ayat, ya ikhwan, اللَّهُ يُبَارِكِيكُمْ, that give proof to this statement. فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Then look, to whom are you taking your religion? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Ali Imran, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب. It is He that revealed upon you the book. From it are clear and apparent verses. منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب. And they are the mother of the book. يعني they are the أصل of the book. الآيات المحكمات. وأخر متشابهات. And other verses that are unclear. From the متشابهات. And Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى in a simple explanation of what is intended by muhkamat and what is intended by al-mutashabihat. The muhkamat are those ayat that are not in need of anything else from the Quran or the Sunnah. They are not in need of anything else from Quran and Sunnah to clarify their meaning. As for the mutashabihat, then there are those ayat that are in need of something else from the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain their meaning. So Allah jalla wa ala in this ayah, He says, "Huwa alladhi anzala alayka al-kitaba minhu ayatun muhkamat hunna ummul kitab." They are the mother of the book. Wa ukhra mutashabihat, and others that are unclear. There are متشابهات. فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه. As for those that have deviance in their heart, فيتبعون ما تشابه منه. They follow that which is unclear from the Quran. ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله. Why? Because they desire through that fitna, and they desire through that its explanation. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And indeed, only Allah جل وعلا knows the explanation, the meaning. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِلْدِ رَبِّنَا. As for those that are well grounded in knowledge, then they say, then indeed we believe in all of it. And all of it is from Allah. All of it is from Allah. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And indeed it is only those. Indeed it is only those with sound intellect that will remember, with good understanding that will remember. It's mentioned in the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir, the hadith collected by Imam Bukhari in Muslim on the authority of Umm Abdullah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding this ayah, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتِ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهِ فَأُولَئِكِ الَّذِينَ سَمَّ اللَّهُ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. If you see those that follow that which is unclear from the Quran, then they are the ones that Allah has named. So be aware of them, be careful of them. In this, Ya Ikhwan Allahu Yubarak Fikum, as it is mentioned in the Sharh of Imam Muslim, in the Sharh of Sahih Muslim by Imam al-Nawawi, Rahimahullah, it is mentioned, فَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ مَعَ الْحَدِيثِ. In this ayah and in this hadith, وُجُوبُ الْحَذَرُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الزَّيْغِ وَأَهْلُ الْبِدْعَةِ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعِ الْمُشْكِلَاتِ لِلْفِتْنَةِ. That in this ayah, Ya Ikhwan, Allahu Yubarak Fikum, we find a warning from sitting with the people of deviance. And you always find this from Ahlul Bid'ah, that they say there is nothing in the Quran. You will not find anything in the Quran that orders us to refrain from sitting with Ahlul Bid'ah. But rather, you salafi, you Ahlul Sunnah, all you rely upon is statement of the ulama, statement of the sahaba, statement of the tabi'een and the atba'u tabi'een. And their statements are not proof within themselves. The statements of the Sahaba are not proof within themselves. The statements of the Tabi'een are not proof within themselves. But you have nothing in the Qur'an. There's nothing in the Qur'an or the Sunnah that obligates you to stay away from Ahlul Bid'ah. And this ayah, ya ikhwan, from Surah Ali Imran is the proof against them. The seventh ayah from Ali Imran is the proof against them. This hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, collected by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, is the proof against them. But even other than that, ya ikhwan, there are many different ayat that show the obligation of making hijab from Ahlul Bid'ah, hajar of Ahlul Bid'ah, leaving them off. And from them is the statement of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Those that divided their religion and became into groups and parties, you have nothing to do with them. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Their affair will return to Allah. Their affair is with Allah. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then Allah will inform them of what they used to do. Ayyub al-Sikhtiyani, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the student of Muhammad ibn Sirin, he said, لَا أَعْلَمُ الْيَوْمْ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَحْلِ الْأَخْوَاءِ يُخَاسِمُ إِلَّا بِالْمُتَشَابِهِ. He said, indeed, I do not know anyone today from the people of desire, except that they follow that which is unclear. Except that they follow that which is unclear from the Qur'an. InshaAllah ta'ala, ya ikhwan, as the time of Asr is upon us, you will suffice with this and continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, reading in the second.